The US economy is running an enormous deficit and is suffering from mass unemployment. The US has pretty much no other option but to continue printing dollars, making the greenback cheaper and making foreign-held debt less valuable, while US goods get a competitive bonus. The dollar is the most widely used currency in the world, and this makes the global economy dependent on the policies of the Federal Reserve.
With the US, it's great if you have the world reserve currency, and everyone needs to buy US dollars to conduct their business. And this is why countries like Russia and China and Brazil are trying to divorce themselves away from the US, because it's a completely toxic currency that's just rife with accounting fraud. It supports an empire that is too lazy to compete.
The idea of a supranational currency independent of sovereign states is not a new one, but this is the first time an institution of such importance has made the proposal. The United Nations says it wants to go back to the idea of special drawing rights, or SDRs, and make it into a proper currency. The International Monetary Fund will then provide liquidity when and where it's needed.
The IMF could act like a world central bank that steers the global money supply. If we would establish an exchange rate system that would guarantee more stable exchange rates, the need for foreign exchange reserves would be much reduced, and therefore in our report we focus very much on the reform of the international system to determine the exchange rates.
The idea will allow for a more united global financial policy, reducing the risk of crises like the one we're all in now, which has been widely blamed on the United States. But as economists point out, the dollar's dominant role was formed over the past 15 years, and it will take decades to change that.
There should be a single economic space which should, you know, be used as a, you know, source of growth for the rest of the world. As U.S. does now, for example. It is possible in the end. Eventually, I guess we are moving in that direction, but it's a very long-term task for global policymakers.
Meanwhile, global economies are reducing the proportion of dollars in their reserves. As for private investors, they move away from the dollar by moving into safe havens, commodities like gold, which has recently breached $1,000 per ounce and could go even higher. Dmitry Medvedenko, RT, Moscow.